guys, and welcome back to the Becoming Her podcast with your host, Victoria McHugh. I am so excited to be here sharing another solo episode with you. I've just finished in with my dad. He came over and we had date night, which was so nice. And now I'm back home filming for you one of the most requested episodes I have had so far. So I asked you guys on Instagram what you wanted to know, what you wanted me to talk about. And the majority of you guys said how to rebuild and regain confidence. Now, this is something that I have been working on specifically over the last sort of 5 months on my healing journey, as most of you guys know. And I'm really excited because for the first time in honestly, probably 2 to 3 years, I feel like me. I feel like the Victoria that is confident and is really sure of herself and trusts her gut and is, you know, really present in her life. And I just feel new. I feel at peace. I feel confident. I feel happy. I feel really sure of myself. And I want to tell you, if you have known me for a while, which a lot of you have, you might have seen my journey from confident to not so confident, and then back over the last couple of months. And if you didn't realize that I had lost my confidence for a good 2 years, then it's probably because I was really good at faking it and really good at hiding it. So I feel like I should start with how I lost my confidence in the first place, because it's not something that just happens because of one incident, right? You don't go from being a confident and bubbly person 1 minute to just being a shell of yourself the next. For me, it was small, little, consistent things that over time really knocked me down until I got to a place where, I'll be honest with you, I felt completely lost. I didn't know if she would ever come back. I didn't feel confident in my body. I didn't feel confident in my looks. I didn't feel confident as a business leader. I didn't feel confident as a partner, as a friend, as a teammate, as a colleague. I just felt like a shell of myself. Some really big things that knocked my confidence was, the pandemic affected my business a lot, like it did, I'm sure, with many people that are listening, whether it was in business, entrepreneurship, traditional business, or anything. That really knocked my confidence. I felt like I was struggling to motivate people. I was struggling to help people the way I wanted to and to impact people. So very quickly, my confidence as a leader started to go backwards. And in my relationship, I felt like I wasn't good enough a lot of the time. I felt like I couldn't show up as the person I wanted to be. I felt like I wasn't being true to myself. I felt like I was losing my voice. I felt like I was never good enough. I wasn't worthy. I had a lot of anxiety in my relationship. There was loads of issues that I was masking and hiding. And all of that just kind of chipped away at this internal peace and this internal confidence that I was losing. And finally, I really let my health go over the last 2 to 3 years. I was using food as a coping mechanism for the stress and the lack of confidence that I felt. I was kind of spiraling down that sort of stage of binge eating and, using food as, a way to mask how I was feeling. It was comforting. I, was watching TV a lot. I wasn't active. It was just all of these things. And I remember at the end of last year, at the end of 2022, I was probably in the lowest state of vibration and energy I have ever felt. I had gained a lot of weight, and maybe you couldn't have seen it. I was very good at hiding it, but I saw it. And when you feel bad about yourself physically, from a point of view of like an image point of view, but also how you feel internally within your body, that starts to also affect everything else. It starts to affect, wanting to be social, wanting to go out, wanting to enjoy yourself, wanting to, go on date nights and all of those things as well. So I think you guys get the point. I'm sure many of you guys can relate to just that low point where you're like, I just don't even know where to start. I don't know how it got this bad. I don't know how I got to a point where my clothes feel really uncomfortable. I don't know where I got to a point where I don't want to show up in my business, or I don't want to show up at social events, or I don't want to show up, for my team or for my workplace. And I basically just want to hide. And that's where I was. So that's where I was 6 months ago. And I had completely thought that I lost her. I had completely fell into this rut of this sort of comfort in how uncomfortable I was feeling about my situation. I was feeling like an imposter in every part of my life because I was saying one thing and I was doing another. And when I left the relationship, which was the biggest moment of my life, when I walked away from 10 years with, you know, this man that I loved very, very much, and my whole life fell apart. If you haven't listened to episode one, go back and listen to that now, or go onto my Instagram where I share my story. And when I decided to do that in January, the number one thing I said to myself on the plane to Maui, 3 hours after my fiance and I split, I said to myself, this is the time where you get her back. And your number one priority above every single thing else is to find her again and to rebuild your confidence. So I'm going to share 5 things that I did that I truly believe if you guys did as well, even just one of these 5 things, you would start to rebuild your confidence. And just know that it does take time. Like, I've been on this journey for 5 months now. And every single day I've been making it a priority to put myself first and to put my healing and my confidence rebuilding first and put myself first. And that's all a part of it. So for those note takers, I'm going to go points 1 to 5. And I really hope that some of this resonates with you and some of this helps you, because I can truly say, like I said at the beginning of this episode, the way that I feel now is worlds away from how I felt 5 months ago. Like, I don't even recognize the girl in photos from December and in, you know, November last year. Like, I don't feel like that anymore. I don't look like that anymore. I don't sound like that anymore. And I just want that for you so much. So I see you, I feel you, I know where you are. If you just feel like you have completely lost yourself, I hear you, and I am going to give you some tips now. So the first thing that I decided to do in January was to take back control of my health. Now, this was something that I just completely neglected for years. It was a combination of probably the pandemic, where my relationship was, my living situation, my environment, stress, travel, anxiety, all the things. And I became so unhealthy. And it wasn't just the fact that I had gained weight and physically I felt like there was a weight on me, but it was how I felt internally, my lack of energy, problems with my skin, problems with my bloating. Like, I just felt so disgusting in my body. And it wasn't, and I just really want to emphasize this, it wasn't how I looked. It was how I felt. It was the fact that I felt uncomfortable in my skin. I felt really, I'm like, you can't see me on the camera now, right now, but I just felt like icky within my body. And I'm sure everyone can understand where you feel like that. It might be when you come back from holidays and you're like, I just feel disgusting. That's how I felt. And I was living in that feeling day to day. So I made it a priority, like I said, to take back control of my health. And this really came from a place of self-love and self-worth, not punishment. Now, usually when I go on a 30-day plan, or I've, you know, dieted for something in the past, or I've tried to lose weight for something in the past, it has come from a place of punishment and a place of depletion and restriction, and it hasn't come from a place of self-love and self-worth. And this time, the difference was that I said to myself, Vic, you deserve to feel good, you deserve to feel confident, and you deserve to look good. And all of that comes from a place of self-love. So I want to really say to you, you know, if you are somebody that tries to, whether it's lose weight or it's feel better or whatever your goal is behind the external look and the internal health of you, if you are somebody that does it from a place of punishment and you're not good enough and you're not fit enough and you're not this and you're not that, I want you to really switch that up and come from a place of self-love. You know, I am worthy of feeling good. I am worthy of looking after myself better. I am worthy and I deserve to feel confident in an outfit or go into the shop and try something on and look at myself in the mirror and be really proud of what I'm looking at, because that is what it's all about. That's what confidence is all about, right? So I started working out, and again, I was working out from a place of, I love my body. I want to feel amazing. I deserve to feel amazing. Not, you have to go to the gym because otherwise you're gonna, you know, not look cute. Okay. So it wasn't that mindset. It was just a complete shift in the way that I looked at myself. And I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, Vic, like, you deserve more. Like, you deserve to look at yourself and feel so proud of where you are and so, you know, proud of how healthy you are. So I started working out. And what I want to say about this is you got to find what you like to do, right? So working out is about what you enjoy doing, and it's about what you can do consistently. Now, if you are somebody who loves lifting weights in the gym, do that. If you're somebody that loves running on the beach, do that. If you are somebody that loves taking a dance class or pole dancing, do that. If you're somebody who wants to play pickleball for fitness, do that. If you're somebody who wants to do F45 or air locker and do that high intensity interval training, do that. Or if you're somebody that loves yoga and Pilates and that slower pace of exercise, then do that. It doesn't matter, but you need to enjoy it for it to be something that you'll consistently do. So for me, my routine at the moment is I walk every single day and try to get my steps in. That's mental health. It's, you know, that physical movement. I've been doing Pilates on the reformers. I'm loving that at the moment. I feel super strong in there, but also it's a great way for me to kind of work out, but without completely wrecking my body at the same time. And I've just started at air locker training, which is that more intense sort of physical activity. I love it. I love that adrenaline rush when I finish the class and I'm absolutely exhausted, and the community there is amazing as well. So that's what's working for me. That's what I've been consistently been doing, and I am now in love with working out for me, for my body. I feel strong, and it's just this complete mindset shift from punishment to pleasure. I've also been eating really, really well. So nutrition has been a huge part of not only my healing journey, but that journey back to confidence as well. I have always had struggles with binge eating my entire life. I've always been somebody who uses food as a coping mechanism when I'm bored, when I'm stressed, when I'm celebrating, when I'm happy, when I'm sad, as a reward and as a punishment. And again, I said to myself that I wanted to start nourishing my body because I deserve to feel good. My body deserves to be fueled with good nutrition. And I knew that I would gain energy back and I would, you know, my skin would get better, my hair would get better, all of those things when I started to look after my body with good nutrition. So that just sort of some simple things I've been doing is adding extra protein to every meal. I've been really limiting my alcohol. I've been sort of completely off junk food, if I'm honest with you, which you don't have to do, but that was a choice, a self-love choice again. You know, I used to hang out for the weekend so I could eat whatever I wanted and just go so crazy on the junk food and feel sick and then start again on Monday. And now I just am consistently eating well and feeling great. And you know what? If I feel like having a little bit of chocolate, I have that. Or if I feel like going and getting a slice of pizza, I do that. But it's not this punishment and guilt anymore. It's just this lifestyle that I've created, and it's totally changed my life. So there's some things that I've been doing. Some extra things that I've been doing for my health is I've been doing infrared sauna every week, which I love. And these are just extras. You don't need to do them. I'm just sharing my journey with you. I'm getting a monthly massage, just looking after my body there. I've been going to get facials, just really loving on myself from a health perspective. And I understand that, you know, this can be expensive, and I am lucky in the sense that I am able to make my health a priority financially. And if you're not in that position, it's okay. There's so many things that you can do that don't cost anything, whether that's a mud mask or a bath with salts in it, or it's, you know, aromatherapy, incense oils, whether that's going for a walk on the beach, whether it's going with a friend and, you know, going and playing tennis, or kicking a soccer ball around. Like, there's so much you can do to get active, but this has completely changed my confidence. And again, it's given me that self-belief and that self-confidence that I deserve to feel great and I can do these things and I love myself enough to look after my body. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I did to rebuild my self-confidence is I kept the promises I made to myself. Now, this is so broad, right? This topic of keeping promises to yourself. But I want to talk about it like this. When you make a promise to yourself, so you say, I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow, or I'm going to, you know, commit to reading 10 pages of my book for mental health or personal growth. When you say that and you wake up the next day and you don't go to the gym or you don't do what you said you're going to do, what you actually tell yourself is that you're not important and you're not worthy and that you are not worth showing up for. And what happens then is that you start to kind of wither away your belief muscle. Now, you have to think of self-belief as a muscle that you need to either work out to gain more of, or if you don't work out and you don't nurture that self-belief muscle, then it's going to get smaller and it's going to wither away, right? Like any kind of muscle. And so when you set yourself a promise and you say, I'm going to commit to doing this, or I'm going to commit to, you know, going to yoga 3 days a week, or I'm going to commit to having, you know, my meditation every morning, and you don't do it, you are basically not adding anything to that self-belief muscle. And you are saying, I don't need to show up for myself. I don't need to choose myself, and I don't, you know, I'm not important, I'm not seen, I'm not heard, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, all of those things, right? You're basically telling yourself, you know what, you don't matter. And I want you to think about it this way. If you were to say to a friend, I'm going to meet you for a walk on the beach at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and your alarm went off at 5:30 in the morning and you were tired, I bet you that you would still get up and you would drag your butt out of bed and you would still go down to the beach and still go on that walk with your friend. Why? Because you don't want to let that person down. You don't want to cancel on them because it would make you feel guilty, and you don't want to be the person that doesn't show up for your friends, right? So how is it any different when you make a promise to yourself and you decide, I don't want to show up for you. You're not worthy, all of the things that I've already said, right? So I want you to treat yourself like your best friend. I want you to treat yourself like you are the most important person in your life, because you are. The truth is, you are, okay? So when you say, I'm getting up at 6 a.m. tomorrow and I'm going to walk on the beach because I know that's going to make me good and when I make me feel good, and when I feel good, I feel more confident, and more confidence is going to bring me this. Get up and say to yourself, I made a commitment to go on a beach walk with myself at 6 a.m. and show up for yourself and keep working that belief muscle and keep choosing yourself. Because every time I say I'm going to do something and I do it, I feel so much more confident in myself that I can keep those promises that I made to myself. The third thing I did was I stepped out of my comfort zone. So over the last few years, I got really comfortable with my comfort zone and I was living in it, and I didn't want to leave it ever. I didn't want to get uncomfortable, whether that was physically, mentally, in business, in my relationship, in my, you know, health and wellness, right? And I decided that when my relationship ended in January and my whole life changed, I decided that I was going to start saying yes to things that scare me, yes to opportunities, and that I was going to step out of my comfort zone more in all aspects of my life. So I also made a decision in the comfort zone conversation that I was going to develop a much stronger mental toughness when it came to the physical stuff and the physical side of my life. Because I am going to be honest with you, I really was somebody that just didn't like feeling physically pushed. I was a person that, like, if I stubbed my toe, I just wanted to take 7 Nurofen and put myself to bed because I just couldn't handle the pain. Or I got a paper cut and I had to cancel my meetings for the afternoon because the paper cut was just too much to deal with, right? I couldn't deal with physical pain, and there was this real blockage in my mental strength that stopped me from getting out of my comfort zone physically. Now, I'm very, very tough emotionally and in many other ways, but physically, like, if I did a squat and I was 1 kilo too heavy, I just gave up. Or if I was running and I got breathless, I would give up. And I just told myself on my new journey back to confidence that I was going to get mentally tougher and I was going to be like this David Goggins style person. So let's talk about the things that I've been doing to get out of my comfort zone. I have done many things. A lot of it has been to do with the physical. So a lot of it's been to do with the fact that I've been running and the fact that I've been doing Pilates. And I've really been saying to myself that I just need to do one more in every single thing that I do when I don't feel like doing it. So this is something that Ed Milet talks about in his new book, 1% More, I think it's called. He's amazing. I love him so much. And he always talks about just doing one more rep, or one more reach out if you're in business, or one more phone call if you're in sales, or one more something, right? And so I decided I was going to get that mentality as well. So, you know, if I was running and I felt breathless, I'd be like, just one more meter, or one more minute, or one more, goal. So I want to tell you a story of how I really got out of my comfort zone recently and how it built my confidence in this one particular situation, because there's been a lot, but this is just the most recent. So if you have seen on my Instagram, I have started training at a new gym here in North Sydney called Air Locker. Now, Air Locker is this new concept of basically altitude training. So stay on the story with me. So it's basically like functional hybrid training. So a bit of sort of strength training and cardio based training and conditioning and endurance and that sort of thing. And you're in like a group fitness kind of style where you do, group workouts or partner workouts, and it's amazing, right? It's a really cool gym. It's got everything and it's awesome. Now, the difference between this and something else that I've done is it's a new training that's done at altitude. So you're essentially training at reduced oxygen and it's like above sea level. So you're training in this insulated room that has less oxygen than you would typically be used to living or training at. And it's something that actually a lot of professional athletes use in order to get them fitter, to kind of push them further and all of these things. Well, guys, guess what? I am not a professional athlete at all. And I've only recently started training again. And I became friends with the owner of the new gym and his name's Chad. And I became friends with him a few months ago because the gym's super close to where I live and I've been on Instagram making friends, all the things. So we've been chatting for a few months and he's like, you got to come in and try the gym. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm so fit. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to try this gym. Great. But here I am, guys. And I know that the gym is opening in a few months. So here, I'm thinking I've got loads of time to get fit and to kind of live up to this expectation that I was talking to him about. Okay, so this happens. And last Saturday, the gym has its opening day, right? And because him and I have become friends and, you know, we've kind of built this business relationship, he messaged me and said, hey, I'm having like an opening with friends and family. It's like a little mini tester just to make sure that we have got everything down packed. Do you want to come? Oh my gosh, guys, you can imagine. I wish that you could see my face on camera right now. You can imagine. I was like, absolutely not. Like, it's a hard no. I could never do that. What have I gotten myself into? I cannot do this level of training. I am not an athlete. I'm freaking out. But what I said to myself was, Vic, what would you tell anybody in your position about this situation, you would tell them to get out of your comfort zone. And if they're feeling uncomfortable, that's exactly where they need to be, and to say yes to opportunity, which is all of the things that I told myself I was going to do to regain my confidence. So I wrote back to Chad and I was like, yes, I'm in. So I had 4 days to like mentally prepare myself for this workout that I genuinely thought I wasn't going to survive. And I'm prepping myself. I have been working out, but I've been doing, you know, Pilates and a bit of strength training. And anyway, Saturday rolls around. I'm freaking out, guys. You should have seen me. I was foam rolling on the floor of my apartment to try and get myself in any kind of state to endure this altitude training workout that I had just gotten myself into. I had completely mentally worked myself up that I was going to be the most unfit, the biggest, all of the things in the room, and make a total fool of myself. Anyway, I ended up going there on the Saturday morning. I did the workout, and guys, I was so fit. I was so fit. I literally killed the workout. I was running on that tread like an absolute beast. I was lifting weight. I was so fit, so strong. And more than anything, I was so mentally tough because I had been literally working out and preparing myself for a time such as this in May 2023. To do this altitude training, to get out of my comfort zone and to do the workout. And guys, number one, I did not die in the workout. Number two, I had a great time. Number three, I pushed myself out of my comfort zone. Number four, I was super fit and I totally surprised myself with how well I handled the workout. And number four or five, wherever we're up to, I made some new friends and I have been loving the last couple of weeks that I've been training at Air Locker 4 times a week. So the reason I share that story is because I stepped out of my comfort zone, and what that did was built so much self-belief and so much self-confidence about the woman that I was becoming and the person that I was. I kept a promise to myself. It built that belief muscle, like I said, and I walked out of there being like, Vic, like, I feel so proud of myself. I feel so good about myself. I'm so confident in where I'm going and who I'm showing up as. And I can tell you, since that one day at that gym class, and for you, it could be anything. It could be speaking on stage somewhere. It could be, you know, speaking to someone about the business or having a tough conversation with your partner. You know, it builds your confidence. And these are the little things that are going to get you back to who you are, the person that you want to become, and that next level version of you. So that was point number three. Number four is that I reminded myself of my greatness, because somewhere along the way, over the last few years, I forgot all of the things that I've achieved in the last 30 years of my life, and specifically the last 10 years of my life. I stopped recognizing the things that I had done in the past that got me to where I am today. I forgot about the things that I overcome, whether that was, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally, moments in time, hard things that have come my way. And I honestly just forgot who she was. And I remember sitting there thinking, but I haven't achieved anything for my age, and I should be further ahead, and all of these people are winning now. And I couldn't even bring myself to say, look at what you've done to get you here, or look at all of the things that you've overcome. And this could be where you are right now. You could be forgetting who you are to your core and all of the amazing things that you've achieved to get you exactly where you're meant to be. And that person's never gone. That person is always in there. They've just been neglected and they've just been pushed to the side and not made a priority. And the minute that you can recognize those things again, you can start to remember the feelings and the things that you did to get there. So, two really practical tips for this point is, number one, sit down and write a list of all of your achievements, over the last period of time, right? And that could be from the smallest to the largest things. That could be, you know, overcoming hardships, health issues or relationship problems or building a business or the first time that you hit this milestone or the first time that you spoke in front of a group of people or the first time that you stepped out of your comfort zone. Like, write all of them down, and they don't have to be the biggest things ever. But when you look back and you remember, oh my gosh, like I did that. I did all of these things, you know, finished uni, got a great corporate job, got a promotion, got a pay rise, made a new friendship group, helped somebody out of a problem, loaned someone money. I don't know what it is for you, but you'll be so surprised and you'll look at that list and be like, oh my gosh, you know, why am I being so hard on myself? And that girl is, or that guy is still in there and still ready to come out and take on this next chapter of greatness. I just forgot, and I just couldn't remember that they were still in there. And the second practical tip I would say is, you know, again, sit down and say, well, what did I do at the time to achieve those things that I'm not doing now? So when I was going for that promotion in my workplace, how was I showing up? What were the things that I was doing on a daily basis? How was I speaking to myself? How was my health? Really go back and reflect on those moments in time where you felt the most confident or you felt like you were achieving at that higher level. Go back to that and think, well, was I getting up early? Was I eating well? Was I putting boundaries around who I was spending time with? Was I committed to working out a certain time every day? What were those things? Because when you can really sit down and be like, right, I've achieved all these things in my life. And trust me, if you are on the other side of this podcast listening and you are saying to yourself, I don't really think I've achieved anything. Well, let me tell you that I can guarantee that you can write down at least 10 things that you've achieved, that you are proud of, and that made you feel confident in the moment, because you are here and you are listening to this podcast and you are somebody who has done great things in your life. So go write those down and then remember the person that you were showing up as in those points of time and how you can get back to it. And I say this to people that I work with all the time. You know, there was something extra you were doing in those points of time. There was that extra 1% or that extra one thing that you were doing to just be better in that moment. And often we just have stopped doing those little things and then we can get back on track. And finally, over the last 5 months, I've been focusing on the little wins. That again, those tiny little things that turn into big things that really boost your confidence. So take note during the day of little wins, okay? And honestly, this might sound so tiny and easy, but it's so important. You know, like I've said in other points in this podcast, you know, did you just get out of bed when you said you were going to get out of bed? Tick for the belief muscle building. Did you work out as many times as you said you would this week? Or did you, show up to every single call that you said you were going to do? Did you go that extra mile in your business? Did you save more money this week than you did the last week? Like, what are those little tiny things that you are doing every day to build that belief muscle? And I really want you to walk away from this podcast with the words belief muscle in your mind that Victoria has said, because every decision you make every single day is either building that belief muscle or you're taking away from it. Okay, it's like a piggy bank. You know, every single decision you make is either putting money into the piggy bank or it's taking money away. It's either putting good energy out there or bad energy out there. It's either telling the universe you want something or it's telling the universe you're not ready for something. So you get that choice every single day, and you don't have to be perfect. It's always progress over perfection, but you do need to do the work and be accountable for how you're showing up and how you're doing the do. Okay. And then, you know, something that will really help, or something that really helped me, was just creating a really great morning routine. Now, I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be the girl talking about a morning routine on my podcast, because for 31 years of my life, a morning routine was not something that I wanted to engage in. But I'm just telling you what's worked for me over the last 5 months, and getting a morning routine has. The reason being, the way you start your day is the way that your day carries on. And for me, it's been getting up super early. It's been getting a coffee and going for a walk on the beach, listening to a podcast or some music that makes me happy. It sets me up for the day. It sets me up for success. And I did what I said I was going to do first thing in the morning. And that, again, builds that confidence and builds that belief. So I really hope that some of the things that I said to you in this podcast are going to help you regain your confidence. And I just want to leave you with this. Like, you have not lost the person. They are always in there. I remember saying to one of my best friends, Priscilla, many times over the last 2 years, like, I don't know where she's gone. I feel like Victoria has left the building and gone on a sabbatical and she's never coming back. I don't feel her inside me. I don't see her in the mirror. And I was so broken about looking back at pictures from when I was in my highest of highs and wondering, like, who is that person? I don't even recognize her anymore. And through these stages of rebuilding confidence and healing, taking one step at a time and really committing to myself first and building back that confidence with that self-love and that self-belief and making myself important again and not breaking my promises and getting out of my comfort zone and saying yes to opportunities and all of the things that I've just said to you, I can guarantee you now that I have never felt more confident, never felt so aligned with who I am, and never trusted myself more. And that was a huge thing for me because I lost trust in myself when I didn't show up as the best version of me. And I, you know, was stressed and had anxiety. Like, I didn't trust myself. And now I trust her. And she's back and she's, you know, coming back even bigger and stronger and more beautiful than ever, if I do say so myself. So guys, I'm so grateful as always for your support on my podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you in some way. Please do DM me on Instagram at Victoria A. McHugh and tell me what you took away from this episode. Share it with anyone that you know that might benefit or get value from it. And I'm so excited. I'm actually going on a month-long trip to the US next week. I'm going to be putting up some interviews while I'm over there for my next episodes. And I will be sure to share my journey with you along the way on my Instagram and on the podcast. So please subscribe to the Becoming Her podcast. Please like this, all of the things, and I will speak to you guys again soon. Thank you so much. Bye.